And my brother said, hey, man. I'm telling you, I'm white. Y'all understand? I'm hillbilly. Y'all understand mountain preacher. I've never been around that type. I just heard about it. And he said, Brother Tony's with us this morning. Yeah. That organ said, zoot, zoot, right behind me. Man, I was nervous. By then, I looked like a Q-tip dipped in iodine. My face started turning red. I looked at Christ. He said, come lay on us what God has laid on you. Them ladies said, yeah. The other said, zoot, zoot, right about it. And I thought what God laid on me, I forgot 15 minutes ago, man. I'm scared to death. I walked up to that platform. I looked at the crowd from left to right. And I thought, man, that's what they're used to hearing. I said, what am I going to do, man? So I took a deep breath. I said, well, now, I can't do like the brothers do, but I'll do the best I can. I don't get to say, zoo. Amen. So I may not do like the brothers do, but I'll do the best I can to help you. And I want to be of help. I'm nervous. One fellow said, I was shaking hands with my brother. I said, pray for me. I'm nervous. I said, well, you don't look nervous, but you can't always tell by looking at something. One little boy moved into a rural part of the country, and he had a notorious pit bull, never had lost a fight. He's bragging about that dog down at the store. He said, well, dog ain't never lost a fight. Well, the man owned that store had a bad dog. You don't want to say pit bull, brindle dog, wide spike collars, cropped off ears. Pit bull dog, foam at the mouth, bug eyed. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And I mean, this man said, I heard you got a bad dog, son. Boy, I said, yes, sir. I said, my dog ain't never lost a fight. I said, I'd like to pit my dog with your dog. He said, anytime you want to, you tell me when. So they picked the date when the sheriff was going to be out of town. And man, they decided. Here came two men leading that pit bull, that champion pit bull that store owner had. Two men with log chains. That dog just lunging. Pulling, they have dog. They sliding on top of the pine straw like he's on skis. That dog just pulling. Here came that little boy, and he had a little old dog, white dog, about that high, off the ground, just about that high. Little old stubby leg thing, bobtail, solid white, long nose, and he's leading him with a shoelace. And those two men laughed like you laughed, but when they bumped noses. They bumped noses, and they built them up, bumped noses. When they let go, that little white dog just said, just like that, and swallowed that pit bull whole. And that scorner began to weep. He said, I ain't ever in my life. He said, that's my champion dog right there. I've had him sewed up and fixed. He said, he ain't never lost a fight. He said, what kind of dog do you have, son? That little boy sniggered, said, well, before I cut his tail off and painted him white, he was an alligator, praise God. You can't always tell by looking, praise God. I'm nervous. And this is a great opportunity to get. How many's never heard me preach before? Would you raise your hand? Well, that really is an encouragement to me. A lot of places I go and I feel like, man, I got to come up with something new every time. And this is a good crowd. I feel like the little boy and the girl. Y'all heard about the boy and the girl's dating one another. And they're from an old-fashioned family. You say, I don't like all, I see some hyper spirit. I don't like all these jokes. Well, buddy, just see if you can handle preaching. We get down to it just a minute. You better enjoy this while you can. Amen. We're going to cut in the quick in a minute. Praise God. And, this old boy dating this gal, and his parents was old timey, old fashioned, her parents. And so she told him at school, said, precious and sweetheart, said, Mama said, if we're going to see each other anymore, you've got to come home and meet Daddy and get to know our family. So he said, well, all right. And he said, when? She said, tonight. Said, meet for supper tonight. So he went down to the drugstore. And he went back in the back. And he got a 1-pound box of candy and a 2-pound box of candy and a 3-pound box of candy. Had them all individually wrapped. And the druggist said, what are you doing, son? He said, well, I'm going to some meet my girlfriend's Mom and Daddy, and they old-fashioned, old-timey. I got to go meet her daddy and all this. And they narrow-minded. But said, after we eat supper, and I meet her, so we're going to sit on the front porch. And said, if my girlfriend was to sit right close to him, I'll give her this 1-pound box of candy. And see, if she holds my hand, we're at 2 pound box of candy. If she kisses me on the jaw, so I'm going to get 3 pound box of candy. That pharmacist said, sounded like a pretty good idea to me. So it seemed like never would get there, but finally 6 o'clock came and he knocked on the door. She can't say, come on in. Walked in, there was a table set. I mean, right, friend. Somebody help me. I'm talking about real good table. Fried chicken been marinated in buttermilk and rolled in flour, salt and pepper. And I'm talking about mashed potatoes, the real thing. And not these oritas. I'm talking about real thing, friend. And big old cat head biscuits. White gravy to go on top of that chicken and them mashed potatoes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Father, we going to eat in a minute. I mean, man, it was a big old glass of sweet tea with the sweat running off the side of the glass. It's right. And her daddy was sitting at the head of the table and said, son, I want you to pray before we eat and ask God's blessing on the food. And he began to pray, and I'm talking about like a mountain preacher. I'm talking about from like a North Carolina preacher. God in heaven tonight. Woo! Amen. I thank you for saving my soul. Oh, God, tonight. I mean, he's praying. 20 minutes went by, he's still praying. 25 minutes, that boy's still praying. Finally, when he got through praying, man, he said, amen and amen. His girlfriend looked at him and said, my, I didn't realize you were so spiritual. He said, my, I didn't realize your daddy was a pharmacist down at that drugstore either. Praise God. But he got to know him a little bit better, didn't he? Turn with me to the book of Galatians tonight. It's over there in the New Testament somewhere. It's been good already, hasn't it? Chapter number 4, page 1246 in the Scofield Reference Edition of the Bible. And I'll ask you to stand. Not that you have to stand to reverence God's Word. You ought to reverence God's Word if you're upside down. Laying on the ground. If you're in a hospital bed, you ought to reverence God's Word. But if you can stand, you would. It'd be a blessing. If you can't, we'll understand. I want to read to you from chapter number 4. As Paul addresses the church at Galatia, a people whom he had much influence on. He was a key player in their conversion and the institution of this great church at Galatia. And he comes to verse 16. In fact, let me start reading in verse number 13. The Bible said, you know how through infirmity of the flesh I preached the gospel unto you at the first. I was the first one to ever preach a gospel to you. And my temptation, which was in the flesh, ye despised not nor rejected, but receive me even as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. Where then is the blessedness ye spake of? For I bear ye record that if it had been possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and had given them to me. Notice verse 16, am I therefore become your enemy? Because I tell you the truth. Our Heavenly Father, we're grateful for the Word of God tonight. I'm grateful that on this side of our state, there's some old timers still gathered around the King James Bible. They're not intimidated by the world and they're not changing their version. They're not changing the atmosphere of worship. Thank you for an old time atmosphere where the presence of God is tangible. Now, Lord, I stand where the arm of flesh has failed me, and the arm of flesh will fail me. And all is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One come down. And, oh God, tonight I pray that you'd fill me with the Holy Ghost. And I pray, God, that you'd give me backbone to say everything that I ought to say without a fear of man. But then I pray you give me discernment, Holy Ghost, not to say anything that would bring glory and honor to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray now that you would enlighten us. I pray for divine illumination of the Holy Ghost on this revealed Word. Lord, I pray that we'd leave here with a better understanding of these passages. And Lord, we'd leave here with a determination to serve you more effectively than when we came in the door. And Lord, we'd be naive to think everybody in this crowd saved. It's a big crowd, Lord. I pray for the lost and undone in here. Pray for that young man that may be lost tonight. I pray for that young lady that's lost tonight, knows not the Lord Jesus Christ, foreign to the grace of God. I pray old-timey, Holy Ghost conviction would grip them and show them their need of a Savior. Bless and help, and for the results that we see, we'll be careful to give you all the praise, honor, and glory. For we ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You can be seated. In verse 16, there's a revelation of a problem that had arisen at the church at Galatia. This great beloved preacher, Paul the Apostle, you know, he was a straight shooter. Amen. I mean, he gave it to them not like they wanted it, but he gave it to them just like it was. And so somewhere down the line, they had lost their gratitude. He gave them the truth, if you will, about gratitude in chapter number 4 and verse number 16. He says, what happened? The tables have turned. At one time, our relationship was so that if you could have church in Galatia, you'd have took your own eyeball out of the socket and giving it to me to make me a more effective preacher. You said in verse number 14, I believe all the Bible, amen. Hey, I'm mainly King James. Somebody say amen. And it says right here that you saw me as equivalent even as unto Christ Jesus. Your admiration for me, your gratitude for what I did as a man of God preaching the truth, was on such a height that if I could have been helped by you going through pain, by you sacrificing, you'd even given me your eyeball. It's been an argument through the years. The theologians have argued what was the thorn in the flesh, and many have alluded maybe it was a weakened eyesight, and they knew about it. And they said, if we could have been of help to you, we'd have given my eyeball, I'd have sacrificed my own eyes for your eyes. But then all of a sudden, verse 15, where then is this blessedness? What happened to y'all? What happened to that great reception? What happened to that great respect? What happened to that great reverence? And then he reveals what happened. You know, he answered the question with a great statement. With another question, he says in verse number 16, am I therefore become your enemy? Because I tell you the truth. Something happened. They liked that gospel part in verse 13. Tell us how Jesus died on the cross and how he was buried and how he rose again the third day. Reveal that to us, but look, don't put any pressure on me to do anything after I get saved. And they'd forgotten the good things that God had brought them. They had overlooked. He gave them the truth about gratitude. He's the truth speaker. And I become your enemy because I gave you the truth. Notice this, turn back with me to chapter number 1 real quickly. In chapter 1, you see he gave the truth about the gospel. And verse number 6, he says, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you unto the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another. Y'all look up and hit me just a minute. They ain't but one gospel. Amen. Jesus didn't say, I'm a way. Jesus said, I'm the way. By me, if any man enter in, said he shall be saved. Jesus said, John 10:9, I'm the door. By me, if any man enter in, said he shall be saved. He'll go in and out and find pasture. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Had no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. There's no option about this thing of the gospel. What we got now is this Burger King gospel. Have it your way. What we need is Wendy gospel, old-fashioned, hot and juicy, amen. I'm telling you, my friend, I mean, he didn't give an option. He said, I'm amazed. I marvel that you're so soon removed to another, which is not another. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there's no other name given among men whereby you must be saved. Amen. The Bible said he came unto his own. Had his own received him not. That to as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. Amen. The Bible said, wherefore God hath highly exalted him. Hath given him a name that's above every name. Had at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. There's no option to this thing about salvation. Hey, Buddha, my hind leg, look up in here. This bunch of rug riding, look up in here. Hey, bunch of rag-headed Muslims trying to push that down our throat. Hey, look up in here. You'll go by the way of the cross or you won't go at all, friend. There is no other gospel. There is no equivalent way. No, friend, He's the only way. He's an exclusive route to heaven. Amen and amen. No other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Thank God, hallelujah. I feel pretty good about Jesus, friend. I mean, what a lovely name. It's the name of forgiveness, amen. It's the name of pardon, hallelujah. It's the name that brings peace in the midst of a storm. What a lovely name. And He said, hey, you've been moved. But wait a minute. 20th century Christendom. I've never seen such a lax attitude towards cardinal issues. I mean, anything goes now. Any kind of doctrine. You're going to go through Christ or you won't make it. Amen. It's a blood atonement He's looking for. He gave him the truth about gratitude. He gave him the truth about the gospel. Look at chapter number 2 in verse 21. He gave him the truth about grace. He said, I do not frustrate the grace of God. Verse 21. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. I'm glad for my grace are you saved through faith. It's a grace thing. Y'all understand, I'm telling you, when we were yet without strength, in due season Christ died for the ungodly. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon Him, and by His stripes we are healed. Oh, we like sheep have gone astray. Have we turned everyone to his own way? But the Lord, praise God, but the Lord hath laid on Him the iniquities of us all, friend. Thank God He died for you. By His stripes we're healed. Unmerited favor. That's what I'm talking about, grace. You don't want to get over that. He gave him the truth about grace. I don't care who you think you are. You didn't earn one day in heaven. Not by works of righteousness we have done, but according to His mercy hath He saved us. And I believe He gave him the truth. This is about where they probably got ticked off, chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 1, He said, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? We're living in such a day. Dr. Phil has bewitched you. Oprah Winfrey has bewitched you. Old Hussein Obama, has bewitched you. Everybody look up in here. If that's not a Muslim name, look up here. I'm a Cherokee Indian. Amen, friend. We're under some kind of voodoo spell. I've never seen such Christians, such Baptist people bowing to the gods of this world. Just absolutely collapsing under. It'll be okay. Hey, I'll be preaching it if everybody leaves. Is that all right? Hey, I feel better all the time now. I'm talking about a good friend of mine. Hey, we're under the spell. Trying to cram it down our throats. He says, oh, foolish Galatians. He gave them the truth about Galatia. You know, America needs to hear the truth about America. This ain't the way it was supposed to be. One nation under God wasn't talking about Allah and Buddha. It was God, our forefathers was talking about God the Father, had God the Son, had God the Holy Ghost. The Trinity is who they were identified as God. They never intended it to be what it is today. Separate the church and state, what they talk about. Never intended for what it is today. It's preaching time right now. He gave them the truth about their nation. He gave them the truth about their locale. Oh, foolish Galatians. Let me say to you parents, you're foolish. Whooping still works. I was at a grocery store the other day, and a little boy about 7-8 years old cussed his mama. And she said, that's one. I thought, yeah, that's like one trip to the hospital. Yeah. Now what my child's got ESP, SBI, DL, K, he's got to take, you know, he needs the devil whooped that up. Hey, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, and a bunch of pills ain't going to do nothing but make it worse. Hey, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, and the rod of correction will drive it far from them. Oh, foolish Galatians. Parents scared. Well, I'm scared if I whoop my daughter, I'll lose her. If you're scared to whoop her, you done lost her. My children better hope to God. You say, aren't you afraid they may turn you into the human race? They better hope to God Almighty that if they turn me in for whooping them, they better hope to God Almighty that He don't let me out of jail. If they thought they got a whipping the first time, hey, they'll be in a coma the next time. Somebody help me. If it ever was right, it's still right. I never got a spanking in my life. Spanking is a Yankee cuss word. I got whoopings. That's W-H-U-P-P-I-N-G. That's the next thing to the electric chair in Georgia where I'm born. Last whooping I got, my dad said, you're going to get that belt, boy. And I got that belt. I went and got that little skinny belt. He said, is that the belt? He said, talk like you understand. I said, no, sir. That's not the belt you whooped me. He said, go get that one. I went back and got that one that boy in prison made him. It was about that wide. Had little squirrels eating acorns on the side of it. Had buck stitch down the side. In the back it said, Curtis. Y'all listening? He got the whooping me. Hey, he believed in the stars and stripes. He put on the stripes and I saw the stars. Amen. He got the whooping. When he got through whooping, I had tattoos all over my legs. Little squirrels eating acorns. Oak leaves on one side of my hip, it said Kurt, and the other side said Kiss across it right there. Y'all listening? That's one. We have to, what you got to reason with you. No, you reason with after you whoop them. The blueness of the womb driveth away wrath. If you ain't left the mark, you ain't got today. You ain't done nothing. You don't have to like this. You can love this and have a rebellious child. I guarantee you say whoa around the right young and they'll know what it means. Can't believe these children running around church tearing up everything. Getting up on the platform, playing with the instruments. Hey, mine better not be up there. I snatch a knot in them big enough to hang a bucket on. Look up in here. Amen, friend. No restraint. How foolish has this nation become? That's just one aspect of their foolishness. Usher, you think welfare is going to help us? Hey, everybody's so sorry now they won't work. Don't cuss a Mexican if you're scared to get a job. Look up in here. Don't you cuss them Mexicans, you welfare check. Hey, recipients. Amen, Brother Tony. Hey, man, preach on right there. Preach on right there, Brother Tony. The truth will bring you some enemies. This nation ain't near what she used to be. We're going to hell in a handbasket. Scared of our children. God help entertaining same-sex marriage. Can you believe in a... Hey, I can't even believe a woman's running for president. There's a biblical curse on a nation ruled by women. Y'all listen to me. Here we entertain things I never thought we'd think about. In America. Y'all okay? I thought the enemy was the Muslim. Are y'all so naive? Don't y'all understand? It's not insurgents. It's not insurgents. It's not terrorists. It's all called Muslims. It's Muslims. Look up in here. Any Muslim is as kin to a terrorist as a pig is a sow. You understand me? Every one of them, hey, they all favor each other. Look up in here. Don't be so naive. It don't bother y'all. Y'all done got used to it, hadn't you? God, help, I didn't know it was so liberal over here in West Tennessee. Thank God for Murfreesboro. Hallelujah. There's still a few of us left over there. Have I become your enemy? Because America needs to hear the truth. It ain't right. The way we're going can't be right. The direction we're going can't be right. An alliance with the APEC nations. Palestinian states. Do you understand why we've been blessed for the last 200 years? One of the great reasons we're the thriving nation we are is because of our ally with Israel. Are y'all so foolish? And every day we get distant from them, our economy's dropping further. I guarantee you, we go over there and line up with Israel. And you watch how things get better around here. As long as we're coddling, hand-holding, rubbing shoulders with them bunch of Arabs, look up in here. Hey! We're going to have trouble! I'll bless them that bless thee. And I'll curse them that curse thee. That's King James, sir. That's King James Bible preaching. Amen. That's straight out of the book. Have I become your enemy? I'm about to count some of y'all so far. I see some of them women running that household don't like me too good. I can tell that. You can tell a woman who runs her household, a henpecked husband, looking over and asking, she can't say amen until he gets permission. I done seen 8 or 10 of them. God help you, sir. God, let God help you, sir. It's terrible, friend. Hey, they gotta laugh. They gotta laugh to keep from crying. Sad neighbor. Y'all can't handle this. I might as well. Y'all ain't even took up an offering yet, bless God. I didn't see it. We should have got that up front. Look at chapter 6. He gave the truth about God Almighty. Chapter 6 in Galatians. And verse number, I'll find it in a minute. Verse number 7, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. If he sows to the flesh reap corruption. If he sows to the Spirit, the Spirit reap life everlasting. So he said, let us not grow weary in well doing, for in due season, sir, we shall reap if we faint not. He gave them the truth about God. Be not deceived. Y'all think God's some kind of little Santa Claus. God is love. Let's give Jesus a hand clap. Let's praise the glory. Give us a praise the glory. Like he's some kind of celebrity up there. Like he needs your approval. He needs your claps. You listen, he needs your applause. Let's hear it for Jesus. Now, be not deceived, not mocked. You're not going to mock God, come in here and clap on God, and then live like hell when you leave. All them 7-Eleven songs, you know. Come to church, you know. Oh, shout to the Lord. Then leave out of here, look up, live like godless crowd. No wonder we can't have worship services like we used to. Got some, of course, the carnal. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father's not in him. I told you I'm mainly King James. Amen. Can't have it both ways, sir. Can't serve two masters. No wonder we're so carnal come in here. Bunch of rednecks come in here. Can't have to have 9,000 songs to get warmed up. Because you're so carnal. If heaven ain't a lot like Dixie. Face Papa loving her today. He placed a reef upon his door. Hanson, I carry him away. Hey, stop loving her today. No wonder you're so carnal. No wonder you can't have worship. Look up in here. Hey, look right up. Don't bow your head. I'm not ready to pray yet. Be not deceived. You're not going to sass your husband, back talk your husband, and come in here and shout it out and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Ma'am, you're not going to do it. Be not deceived. No wonder your children treat you the way they treat you. See how you treat your husband. You're going to reap what you sow, ma'am. Hey, be not deceived. God's not mocked. What sowing? You sow disrespect, you're going to get it back. I just don't know why my children talk to me the way they do. Well, just rewind how you talk to your husband, ma'am. Sass him, hateful attitudes, roll your eyes, hiss in there in the kitchen behind his back. Kids is watching that. You're sowing it. And ma'am, you're going to reap it. And when you sow to the wind, bless God, you're going to reap a whirlwind of it. You don't have to like it, you can lump it. It's right, and it'll always be right. Hey man, you bunch of henpecked men can't even say amen. I'm glad my wife ain't here. Oh! I can hear, baby, what did you preach on tonight? I preached on the love of God. Yeah. What is this, communion tonight? That ain't 3 minutes of preaching, that glass of water. Chapter 5. Look at it. Here's the message. It's all introduction. I'll draw your attention to chapter 5. Have I become your enemy? I tell you, I've become a lot of people's enemy. I've become a lot of parents' enemies when I preach on them standards, looking right and living right, where kids ought to go until the daughter gets pregnant out of wedlock. Until their son gets hooked on them drugs, and then they won't meet. They won't. Could you meet us up? My son just got arrested for possession. It's funny. It was okay. It made fun of me on Sunday when I was preaching against all that. But now when they're up there, and won't, can you help us find? Can you help us find a Christian rehab for our son? They just hate me. Hey man. Hey, ma'am, them abortion clinics going to do a whole lot more to your daughter's mind. Look up in here. Than old-fashioned preaching's going to do. Hey, have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Now look at chapter 5. Look at it. Y'all forget about that. Look at chapter 5. Watch this. I seen him. He's an idiot. You don't feed no man of God out of a trash can. Somebody say amen. That's going to cost him. I thought about praying for him and his family. Now I know I'm going to. Amen. Watch this. The Bible says in chapter number 5, in verse number 7, he gave him the truth. Look at verse 7, chapter 5. You did run well. What did hinder you? Is that right? Oh, yes, sure it is. It's all them circumstances of life that mess everybody up. Well, I would have served God and everything, but I lost my job. No, I was really doing good and everything, but I got diagnosed with cancer. No, it's not the whats that have hindered anybody. Did you know every what of my life has been beneficial to me? Every time, I've only had one hospital extended stay. I left a better man. The what's helped me. The Bible said in Peter, after you've suffered a while, he'll establish you and strengthen you. After you suffer, the what's never have hurt me a bit. Financial reversement, hey, a man that don't need money don't need God. You understand? Financial pressure ain't ever hurt anybody. It just keeps you on your knees. Keeps you working, keeps you hungry, keeps you out there knocking, keeps you out there digging. That's not the problem. It's not the what. Well, I got broke. I lost my 401k. That ain't hurt you none. Everybody's lost their Social Security. Say amen. That's a thing of the past. I quit paying it. Somebody say amen. I opted out of that thing. I ain't gonna get nothing no way. Somebody say amen. There ain't gonna be none left. I'm going to leave for the beast of the false prophet because I'm leaving out of here pretty soon. Somebody say amen. Watch it. Who did hinder you? He gave them the truth about their goals. He is running well. You know, I'm looking at people that used to be running well. But some who's showed up in your life. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise. But a companion of fools shall be destroyed. It's him who's is messing us up. Him who's will mess you up, sir. You did run well, Galatians. Boy, y'all's doing good, you Galatian saints. But y'all's doing good, soul winning churches, buses. King James. Y'all's doing well. Separated. Women look like ladies. Men look like men. A little effeminates. Little effeminate something, another effeminate. Who had to raid their mama's jewelry box to get to church. Say amen. It's preaching time, bless God. Hey, look, it don't bother me if you like this or not. Hey, I come in, I drink a 6 ounce glass, and I don't care what you think, for I'd come in here, and it's just now kicking in, bless God. Amen! Help me, Brother Ballinger, it's just me and you. Buckwheat, load that gun. Amen! Hey, it ain't the what's neighbor, it's the who's. He gave the truth about the goals. They was on track. Wherefore, some accomplished about so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run with race. Patience, race, set forth, looking unto Jesus. Hebrews 12:1-2, the author and finisher of our faith. What about that? We're on the race. We're on track. But something got them off track. So he said, I just want to give you the truth about what got you off track. And I'm going to guarantee you the word, this is applicable to everybody in this building. Young, old, don't matter if you're white haired, look up and you're coming here on a walker, it's for you. You're not exempt from falling out of the will of God. That close to the end of the race, I've seen many of them lose their testimony. I've seen men of God disqualify themselves almost over, almost through the race. And it wasn't no watts that got them. It wasn't a church split that got them. It was them who's. Y'all watching me? Now let's look at our text. We're in chapter number 5. Here's the message. Y'all, that's introduction. Can y'all handle the message? Well, I feel like we might ought to call 911. We got a few. Look at me. They're about to go down on me. Amen. I mean, y'all looking peaked on this side of the building, honestly. It looks like a virus is moving in from left to right. Everybody okay? Take a real deep breath. Does anybody know CPR? We're liable to lose somebody in here. Amen. Because we ain't even got to the hard part. Oh, that was my love part of the message. Here comes the reproving right now. Amen. Hey, I'm still for old-fashioned preaching. It got me in, bless God. Amen. Hallelujah. He's running well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? That truth will hurt you now. Look at me. That truth will make you uncomfortable. Have I become enemy because I gave you the truth? He gave me the truth about their goals. I'm going to tell you, don't quit blaming everybody else for your problems. It's because you've allowed somebody. It's the who. Now notice, first of all, there's a crowd that he identifies. Verse 8. This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. God ain't talked you out of it. Don't blame it on God. But a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. And he's verse 9, he's identified, don't take much of a wrong crowd. I have confidence in you through the Lord that ye will be none otherwise minded, but he, not it, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased. Now, I want you to see that in verses 10 and verse 11, there's a crowd identified. Now write it down, and before y'all jump on, you're going to like this. Some of y'all really going to like this word. But it was a crowd of people called the legalist. Now don't you identify me one because I'm not a legalist. I'm a separatist. Legalist adds works to grace. They tack on something else. It's a pharisaical attitude towards works. I'm better than you because. I'm a grace man. I got in by grace, I'm kept by grace. But I believe the grace that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. And grace teaches us something in Titus. Guess what it teaches us, sir? It's to get them right here, but it's a teacher. Grace is a teacher. Teaching us to deny ungodliness, have worldly lusts, that we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, grace of God, teach you something. If you've been saved by grace, why ain't you learned something? Instead of teach me something. What did I say a while ago? I'm mainly King James. Is everybody okay? But there is an element of this Phariseeism, these legalists, that have hindered some. He's running well, but a legalist showed up. He's talking about circumcision in this passage. That's what they said to them. Unless you're circumcised like the Jews, you're really not saved. They're of the circumcision. Wrong crowd. That's a bad crowd. We still got them around. They'll show up at our church sometime, that crowd. And they'll come in, and here they come in, and they got, some of them got 8 to 10 children with them. All of them's dressed the same way. Don't get mad. The preacher, the daddy comes in with a 3-piece suit looking like something out of a GQ magazine. Mama comes in dragging 4 young'uns, 2 diaper bags on her arms, herding the children in, looked like she'd been beat 3 times before she got there. Stay with me. Looked like something off a Little House on the Prairie. Amen. I thought about making me a little movie one time about pioneer plumbers and calling it Little Outhouses on the Prairie. Amen. Watch it. Had Little House on, looked like somebody, and here they come in. None of them smiling. But y'all stay tuned. And if you're not careful, there's a crowd that will impress you. They look so spiritual. Whited sepulchers full of dead men's bones. I mean, they look so good. And when you really get like spiritual like we are, you won't own a television. I've never met anybody say that didn't have an internet access. Let me just tell you, don't get mad at me. There's a whole lot worse things on the internet than there's on my television. And I don't even know how to turn on the internet. I don't know how to use a computer. And God's my witness, I couldn't. If you held a gun to my head, someone will kill your children. If you can't go online, I'd say, please don't kill my children. I'm a computer illiterate. I don't even, mouses we can set traps for at our house. Amen? Megabytes sound like chiggers. We put calamine on it. Amen? Look up in here at me just a minute. But you just run the wheel till somebody comes. I've watched it in our church. Here come this man. Had this, I mean, I'm talking about man. Come in there. Eating health food. No white flour. No pork. You know, the Bible said watch that crowd that abstains from eating meats in the last day. But they're too spiritual to eat sausage. Look up in here, sir. My favorite verse of the Bible, and I'm mainly King James, is Acts 10:13. It says, kill and eat. My favorite verse is kill it and grill it. Amen. But they come in with their barley green and their vitamin packs. And if you're not careful, you're impressed. And then you look at your children that just got saved. Your boy still got holes in his ear from them earrings he had. Y'all still here? They ain't even grown back yet. You're just glad your daughter, you know, at least a mini skirt, but at least it's a skirt. Somebody help me. I mean, you're just glad she came. I mean, she's got tattoos, but she's got a long sleeve shirt on. Somebody say amen. And if you're not careful, you're running well and you're making progress, but you let one of those legalists impress you till you think, man, I'll never be able to be what they are. Well, first of all, God might not have ever intended to be what they are. Amen. Y'all know I'm telling it right. Get up there like a bunch of robots. Let their kids quote a verse. There ain't no joy on their faces. All like, no happy, no joy, no program. They get happy. Raise their hand all the same time. Look like Michael Jackson doing a break dance. Y'all listen? Little performers. Performers don't impress me. But there's been it was running well until they got impressed.
That's right.
Yeah. Then they got intimidated. You better watch that crowd. They're trying to put something on like they're better than we are or something. That crowd ain't no better than us. And then if that legalist can't impose, if he can't intimidate, he'll impose. They try to cram it down the throat. Y'all stay with this kind of music. These Bible colleges, watch me. Hey, I can't stand this dead Bible college music. They're killing our churches. They're putting out a bunch of air conditioners in the pulpit, killing our worship. With this old dead round mouth music. Hey, look, y'all asked me to come. I'm preaching, bless God. Can't feel God on it. Call it spiritual. Talk about it. One of them told me the other day, come to, he said, pastor said, your music has a lot of syncopation. I said, no, we drink prune juice, man. We ain't got that. I don't know what he's to syncopate. Why don't you use some Bible talk? When you speak, don't make up a bunch of junk. One of them music purists came to our church the other day. I could tell he wasn't getting a blessing. And well, we got a pretty good piano player, mandolin player, dobro player. Got a good banjo player. Got a real good bass player, Adam Borden. He played for 11 years for Gold City Quartet. I'd say he's pretty good. Everybody okay? We got a real good tambourine player. That's me. Yo, hey, I'm telling you, hey, we got all these instruments. Are y'all listening? This fella come up, he said, pastor, I did giveaway right there. Pastor. He's a northern invader. Pastor, I feel like God has sent me to help you with your music program. I said, sir, can you play a steel guitar? It looked like it offended him. He said, what? I said, well, you can't. Well, we don't need you. We got everything but a steel. Look up in here. Is everybody okay? They're not going to cram that on me. I know people's running real well serving God. I mean, they're enjoying things of God. Well, let a woman keep silent in the church. Well, why you let her sing then? I was over at Brother Tony's, but they're a bunch of shouting Baptists with them women. They get happy over there. They shout. I just don't believe in that. Well, why don't you? I thought you was King James. Let everything that hath breath. Oh, that's for the Jews. That's for the Jews. That's for the Jews. I'm so sick of hearing. That's for the Jews. Hey, a lot of good things. Don't get so hyper dispensational you throw out all the Bible. Look up in here. A lot of good things started in the Old Testament. Breathing started the Old Testament. We're still breathing. Water started the Old Testament. I'm still drinking. Cornbread started the Old Testament. I'm still eating. Hey, man. Y'all listening? Now what it is, they're scared of the Holy Ghost. The Bible said, if you have not the Spirit of God, you're none of His. And there ain't but one Holy Ghost. He don't act one way over at y'all's church, he act another way at mine. He's the same. He's an immutable God. He's a steadfast God. He's a steady God. He's an always the same God. Hey, look up in here. Don't try to cram that stuff on me. If it ain't a brass, you can't get a blessing. One lady at a time. I just don't like all those strings. And she taught piano. I thought, ma'am, what do you think that is up there? If that ain't strings, somebody help me. There's no strings up there to tie up a herd of goats. Say amen. Somebody help me. Hey, they try to impress you, try to impose on you. I'm cramming some, one of them come to the other. I just don't like y'all's music, y'all church. And it's all that, it's got that honky-tonk sound. I said, I wouldn't know I'd ever been in a honky-tonk. Said, yeah, but it reminds me of my past. I got saved out of them old Nashville clubs. I said, did you? I said, then them cowboy boots you wearing remind me of Waylon Jennings. And that hat you got on, that little bolo tie. You look like Hank Jr. Somebody help me. You offend me. Why don't you go put on some sackcloth and ashes? Look up in there. That ain't going to work. That stuff ain't going to work. You're running well. You're running well, but you let one of them throw you off. That ain't going to work with me. Well, what's happening now? We're bringing the world in. Let me stop and help y'all just a minute. I'll give y'all a little lesson. Music history lesson, and we'll move on. Because this, some of y'all look like y'all can't even handle this. We need somebody maybe to start praying. We're going to, listen, God help us. They always say, well, I've never heard a gospel singer get up on the platform and say, well, I learned how to sing in a bar. I just learned how to sing gospel songs in a bar. But how many times have I heard them country music singers of the world say, first song I ever sang was in church. And they're saying that we're stealing from the world. No, the world's stealing from our roots. They stole our music. Now we've adopted this old dead stuff. Because we're so scared to be called a character. Now we got this old Wizard of Oz lying on the Wizard of Oz music. Follow the yellow brick road. And they say our music is fleshly. And the woman's done, till they've run out of notes on the piano. Who's got more? She's showing her flesh. Look up in here. Look how, I can sing. Everybody okay? You don't have to like it. I was preaching before I come, and I'll preach it when I leave. It'll be, come on Sunday and see if I won't preach it in our church. See if I won't preach it Monday and Tuesday where I'm going. See if I won't. Amen. I'm just feeling not a whole lot of kink, but I got a few kinks going on in here. You know how I am about them kinks. I'm not much of a fisherman. When I get hung up on a stump, I just keep circling until I pull off. Amen. You're not going to cram that down my throat, down my people's throat, knock them out of serving God, and then lose their joy. Making up a bunch of stuff. You're running away, but they tried to cram something on you. Impose something upon you. If you want to preach in our circles, you'll have to. Well, I don't even like circles. It's too much like a dog chasing his tail. Circles. I get dizzy in circles. Say amen. You did run well.
Amen.
There's some right here that used to be on fire for God, but you let one of these legalists come in here and they put something on you. And now you just threw everybody out with the wash, threw the baby out with it. I ain't liking that crowd. Now, everybody ain't like that. You can still be old-fashioned, Bible-believing Baptist, but not be a weirdo. You don't have to be some kind of a weirdo, weird, dead something. Amen. You was running well. But them extremists, them legalists, they messed you up. But if it's not the legalist, there's another crowd identified, the Who's. Y'all still with me? Let me see what you got right there. There's another crowd. It's in verse number 12. Now he said this. I wish that they was even cut off to its trouble. And I wished it too. But let me tell you, they ain't been cut off. They've been around ever since then. They're still here. That's why Jesus said woe unto them. Woe unto the Pharisee. He never said woe unto the prostitute. He never said woe unto the whoremonger. Guess what he said woe unto? That religious whited sepulcher. Said woe unto them. I wish they wasn't there, but they're still here. But he said, for brethren, you've been called unto liberty. Isn't that good? Yes. Only use not liberty for occasion to the flesh, but to love one another. There's another crowd. If it's not the legalist that's hindered some of them, it's the liberal that's hindered some of them. They hinder us. Now, I'll tell you how they hinder me. They hinder me. It's amazing how stuff, you know, everybody's got their little pet peeves. But they hinder me most of the time by distracting. I mean, I have a tendency, man, my people come to church, they don't know all these television preachers. They don't know who's liberal. All they know is Brother Tony. Don't you feel sorry for that crowd? But I'll watch some of that Joel Osteen stuff. It just ticks me off. Got that Bon Jovi perm going on in the back. I said, I can't put it on. Y'all like it if y'all do. I don't like it oozing with sugar. Here at Lakewood. I've never heard him say hell or sin. I've never heard him mention the devil. I tell you what you do. If he mentions sin next week, you call me. I'll give you $100 bill. If I can't get out, I'll bark from buckwheat. You let him mention hell in the pulpit. You let him mention hell in the pulpit. I'll give you $100. Standing deal. He mentions hell in the pulpit on the next television channel. I'll borrow the money to give you $100. God help, I hope he don't say hell. This one time I'm pulling against that. Amen. Pretty sound Betty ain't ever yet. Little old syrupy talk. 10 steps to a better self-image. How to be a good Girl Scout. A better you now. What about preaching? What about 2/3 of the pastor's responsibility is to reprove and rebuke? And then exhort. Reproving and rebuking, then exhorting. Reproving and rebuking, then exhorting. We don't like that reproving and rebuking, but we like that exhortation. Come tell me how good I am. Tell me how good I've been. Now watch out. But that bothers me. I drive by and I see signs on churches. You say, Independent, Fundamental, Premillennial, Missionary, Baptist Church. And I go, yeah, man. I don't even know what all that means, but I like that. Hey, man, I bet you cost him a lot to put that sign up. Got all these words on it. Y'all listen. And I go, and then I ride by about 2 months later. It says, such and such a worship center. He never said, upon this rock, I'll build my worship center. He said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. Hey, man, it's about church, friend. New Testament church. I'm a Baptist. You're looking at a Baptist preacher, bless God. Hey, I'm a Bible-believing Baptist. I don't like it dropping Baptist. I can't stand this when I call churches. They say, such and such a ministry. What about such and such a Baptist church? You've reached Middle Tennessee Baptist Church. So glad you called. Such a ministry. Now you say, Brother Tony, and I could go on and on. My point right here is don't let them distract us from the main thing. I could go in Sunday morning. I could preach the rest of my life just on what's ticking me off. And man, I ought to defend the faith and define the faith. Watch it. But wait just a minute. I got hurting families out there. They don't know. They don't know about Jack Howells. They don't know about Shelton Smith. All they know is they got a mess at home. They don't know about Adrian Rogers and the Southern Baptist problems and the independent problems and the missionary. All they know is they're in a mess and they need help from God. And now look at me, I'm not backing up. Listen, I'm so independent Baptist, it's pitiful. Look up in here. I mean, I'm so independent that the termites in our church won't fellowship with the termites in the church down the road. Amen, look at me. But man, I don't want that to be my platform. I want to have a message to help somebody. What'll happen, them liberals will distract you. You get in an argument with somebody at work over politics. And forget they're going to hell. And lose them over some politic argument. And they'll die and go to hell because you offended them. When you should have said, well, I know, well, you got to write your opinion. But what about Jesus dying on the cross? See, liberals will distract you. Liberals will deceive you. You ought to come to our church. I feel so uplifted when I leave. Well, you ain't got much of a preacher. If I ain't been kicked at least 8 or 10 times during a message, he's weak. Over at our church, we don't even have to have, we don't go on Sunday nights. We have small group. When the world in its wisdom knew not God, it pleased God through small groups. We have sins on Sunday. We don't have preaching. When the world in its wisdom knew not God, it pleased God through sins. Now when the world in its wisdom knew not God, neighbor, it pleased God through the foolishness of preaching to save them that would believe. Preach the word. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove and rebuke. He didn't say rap the word. No such thing as Christian rock. You look right up in here, sir, ma'am. Don't you let them youngins go to a so-called Christian rock concert. Hey, if they got Christian rock this week, they'll have Christian prostitution next week. Hey, and Christian drug abuse the next week. All that drug, sex, and rock and roll all goes together. Amen. Christian drugs, Christian sex, Christian rock and roll. Y'all looking awful nervous now. Y'all the one asked me to come. I didn't ask y'all. It's preaching time. Hey, man. I probably hurt you, but hey, it's too late now. And if this ain't King James, look up in here. Look up in here. I'm so deep in the book, it feels real good. I'm real comfortable. The water's warm where I'm swimming. Amen. It was them liberals. He said, don't you let this liberty of yours become a stumbling block. See, because that crowd will get you. They'll deceive you like it's all good. This stuff ain't been out long enough to see how it's going to turn out. This contemporary, all this, it ain't been out long enough to prove it. But you can go back. Old time religion been working for a long, long time. I'm living proof. Hey, my three sisters living proof. Hey, old time way has worked. It's been working, neighbor. Jeremiah 6:16 said, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein. And you shall find rest for your soul. It's a good way, friend. Sir, hey, that old time way, you better believe it's a good way. Hey, man, I ain't got no complaints about the old time way. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. It's good enough for me. It was good for Paul and Silas. And bless God, it's good enough. It's good enough. It's still good enough. It's still good enough for me. Amen. Amen. Them liberals. It's running well, but them liberals will derail you. They'll deceive you. They'll distract you, but they'll derail you. You'll be running on another track. I've seen that crowd. I'm experimenting with some new things. Usually starts with them things on the wall. All them words on the wall. That's where it starts. That's where it starts. You don't have to like this. I done watched it. I'm telling you. I don't care what I think. I'm telling you what I know. Starts with all that. No notes. No notes so you don't know to go up and down. See, the Bible said the devil is the author of confusion. I was brought up the same shape notes, sir. I don't know much, but I know what line basses get on. I know what tenor and bass is. They taught me that because I know what lines of tenor and bass is. Is everybody okay? How you sing them 7-Eleven songs? They ain't got no tune on. You ain't got no note. You just get up there and say, well, just sing any tune you want to. Oh, Lord, 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 how majestic, Lord, oh, Lord. I like them songs start off. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Hey, man! What's wrong with living by faith? Well, we got to get in all this stuff. They'll derail you. You won't be long. You won't even have a hymn book. Preacher will be up there with a little golf shirt on, flip-flops, sitting on the thing on share. Little old necklace on. Look up in here. Hey, I ain't wearing no necklaces. I'm a diabetic. Say amen, bless God. Hey, and it'll be a rusty chain then. Say amen. Hallelujah. Man, a while ago I had butterflies in my stomach, sir. And now they're flying in formation. I got one more point. My sermons are like a fat woman crawling through a barbed wire fence. A few more points and I'll be through. Hold on just a minute. Watch this. Praise God. They always say when you come to Memphis, don't drink the water. Amen. Watch this. He was running well. But them legalists hindered a bunch of them. And they're not even serving God anymore because they get overwhelmed with that stuff. I've seen them. Are then them liberals? Wait a minute, there's another crowd. He said, but walk in the Spirit. You should not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit. That they that wait upon the Lord shall renew the strength. Shall mount up wings easy. They're running up where they shall walk and not faint. Walking. Walking the light is His, and the light you have fellowship one with another. And the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ, comes from us. About walking. Walking, moving. Progress. Moving, walking. Walk in the Spirit. Bible said if you're going to live in the Spirit, it said last verse over, it said walk in the Spirit. But see, I'll tell you, another crowd's hindered you, and I'm through. You've been good listeners. Them lazies. That lazy crowd's hindered you. It wasn't too long ago, and I'm winding down. I think a meaning, well-meaningful man of God came to me. And so Brother Tony said, I want to talk to you. He said, man, you go all the time. And he said, you're traveling all the time. He said, you're trying to pastor a church, and you're raising a family. He said, I'm just burdened about you. He said, man, I said, I'm going to tell you something. I don't see how you do it. Going all the time. Just traveling all the time, going. And said, you drive all them miles, beat your body down, and said you got to come home. You got to visit hospitals. And said, then you widowed mama. You got to go over there and take care of her place. And then you own all these boards, these institutions and all that. And you got to go to these boards. You got to go. And then you got to study. He said, man, I want to tell you something, man. More power to you. You know, he got to compliment me. And I said, dude, you're right. Man, I'm wild anyway. How am I doing this? Man, got a break. You got to have a break sometime, man. You know, if you don't come apart, you will come apart. You know, everybody needs a... You know, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days. Little old Miley Cyrus out of hell. I ain't said nothing about her. I can't preach a message about Achy Breaky's daughter getting busted. Say amen. Madonna, all of them's the same. Madonna, Miley Cyrus, and what's that other one's name? Britney Spears. Shake them up, throw them on the ground, you can't tell them apart. Say amen. You liberals are making me mad. I said, you know what did he comforted me? He complimented me. He was running well. Until you got complimented by the lazy. See, they like to tell you how because it makes them feel better because they ain't doing nothing. See, that crowd ain't doing nothing. I just don't see how the church can... That's all y'all go Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday. You've raised all them children to love the Lord and everything. And all these men you've influenced. Look, you're already in your 70s, sir. I just don't see how you might as well just slow down a little bit and everything. Because, I mean, you know, the Lord don't expect you, you know, what's it, you know, you don't have to do all that stuff. As old as you are and everything, you probably ought to, you know, you could probably draw on your Social Security and all. And you are, look at all these people you've influenced. Man, you used to call Brother Jim over there in Arkansas. Hey, you led him to the Lord. Look at what a good church. Sir, why don't you just sit down and rest a minute? Why don't you just sit down, you and your precious wife? Y'all don't need to be all involved. Y'all don't need to be doing all that. Just sit down. Wow, y'all don't need to be serving as old as y'all are. Y'all deserve to rest. Look up in here. But the Bible said even to the ends of the earth. Our call is not based on age. I've had people in our churches running well, and they're lazy neighbors. They're lazy, liberal, lazy. Liberals and lazy go together. If liberals and lazy, they'd tell them, say, well, that's how y'all go Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, every night. I guess church couldn't operate without y'all. Y'all go to soul winning, and y'all run a bus route, and you teach Sunday school, and you visit with the ladies, you go to the shut-ins, and I don't see how, and everything, y'all done left the Catholic Church and all. Y'all ought to have a little badge on. Y'all listening? What they'll do, they'll talk you into thinking you've really done something. Now look up in here. Thank God for every effort we made, but we ain't done that much. Ain't nobody in here too good to quit now. Hey, ain't nobody in here done enough to quit yet. As long as there's a lost person in your county, as long as there's a lost person in your state, as long as there's a lost person in this country, hey, it ain't no quitting time! It ain't no quitting time! It ain't no quitting time! No quitting time! But them lazy, they'll sure get you. Because it makes them feel good. They'll comfort. They'll compliment. If they can't get to do that, they'll criticize you.
Oh, why all y'all do all that screaming?
It's called preaching. That's the difference between preaching that little rose water squirt you've been used to. Little old sermonette for the Christianette dressed like a majorette driving that Corvette smoking that cigarette. Say amen. Amen! You're running well. You're running well. You're doing good. You was on track, and all of a sudden them at lazy started criticizing. Why don't you get a life? Y'all church people, fundamental Baptist, Bible believing Baptist, y'all need to get a life.
Thinking I do, I got an everlasting one. I don't have to go to hell. And I'm enjoying it.
Is that all y'all do is go to church and sing and revival? And is that all you do? Get a real life.
Criticize you.
I wouldn't do it like that.
Sir, could you help me just a minute? I want you to walk in the Spirit for me. What's your name? AJ, would you stand up, AJ? I want you to walk in the Spirit for me, sir. Just walk in the Spirit. Just would you walk in the Spirit for me? AJ, walk in the Spirit. Just walk in the Spirit. Get a little spirit on it, you know what I mean? Ain't he walking in the Spirit good? Come on around here, AJ. Why don't you walk in the Spirit for me? Walk on. Boy, he's a good spirit walker, ain't he? That dude's walking in the Spirit. Hey, let me say something, AJ. Can I stop? I want to tell you something, sir. Come on down here. I want you to walk in the Spirit. There ain't no doubt. Honest, I've seen a lot of people walk in the Spirit. But you probably as good as anybody I've ever known. Walking, ain't he good? Hey, would you sign my Bible? I want you to sign my Bible. Sir, you got a pen? You walked in the Spirit. Somebody hit me. Could you give me a pen? Well, you wouldn't mind signing my Bible. You'd walk in the Spirit. Sir, right here. Would you sign it right here under that passage and go right there? Would you sign it? Hey, he ain't walking now.
Yeah, that's right.
And neither are you when you stop to listen to all of it. You sit down. Let's see. Young man with the red striped shirt, could you help me walk in the Spirit? Just what's your name, sir? Mark. Come on down here, Mark. Are you Mark? Now, Mark, you saw how he miserably failed at walking in the Spirit. Now, listen. I don't care who compliments you. Look at me. I don't care who brags on you. Don't you stop listening to that because we got a race to run. You can't win a race listening to all that. I learned a long time ago, if they're patting you on the back, they're usually wiping off a place to stab.
Yeah.
So I want you to walk. Don't you stop when everybody starts complimenting you. You understand? Don't tell you. Go ahead. And what's your name? John? John Mark? John Mark, head on out here walking this. But look at him. Hey. On three.
Let's hear it for Mark. Let's hear it for Mark, everybody. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Let's hear it for him. Oh, yeah, let's have a Hiles Anderson applause. That's good. Wait a minute. That's probably enough. Don't y'all think? Now, he did good, but that you do. But now, that's enough. Where was you sitting there? You probably done enough because ain't nobody else walked as much as you walked. Would you go on and sit down? You've had enough. Well, old Mark did good. That applause didn't get him, but you know what got him? You've done enough. That comfort got him. He ain't made but one lap, Hoss. You didn't even make it as far as the failure. But what got you was that comfort. Go on, sit down. That's what they're trying to tell me. A lot of my church members want me to go on and sit down. Some of y'all wish I'd sit down right now, but I ain't even thinking about it. They tell me, go on, sit down. Go on, sit down. Go on, you've said enough. Go on, you've done enough. Go on, sit down. Sit down, old preacher. Sit down, man. We're tired of hearing your old way anyway. King James. Sit down. We want the originals. Man, I wish I'd get somebody walking the Spirit for me. Sir, what's your name, sir? Yeah. What's your name? Susan, what is it? Brandon, come here, man. Is it Brandon? Brandon, good. I thought you said Susan. I was going to say, man, I was going to say grow some hair. You know what I mean? Watch this, Brandon. Now, I want you to walk in the Spirit for me. Now look at me. Look at AJ. That's a failure right there. Do you know a dude? He couldn't even walk one lap without having to sign somebody's Bible. You know what I mean? He got to sign somebody's Bible. He's too big time. And then old John Mark, you know, he's wore out after one lap. He's done enough. Done burned out for God. One lap burned out. Now, can't y'all see if you can stay with it? Okay. Now, I'm not, don't be sitting down on me all the time, okay? You got me? Can you handle it, dude? Nugs. Hey, ho, don't leave yet. Nugs. Okay, head on. Walk in the Spirit. What's his name? Brandon. Hey, Brandon. Wait. Can't you do no better than that? Brandon. Can't you walk any better than that in the Spirit? Hey, Brandon. Can't you walk no better than that in the Spirit? Brandon, I'd walk 10 times better than that. Our church can do better than that. Y'all's church. Our church has got a prettier building than y'all's church. Our church is more soul winning than y'all's church. Our church is more spirit filled than y'all's church. Our women are more separated than your women. Hey, we're closer to God than you are. I can do better than you can do. Our church is better than your church. My family's better than your family. I don't like the way you walk. I think we walk better than you walk. I walk better than you walk. If I couldn't walk no better than that, I'd quit. If I couldn't walk no better than that, I'd stop. Walk on, Hoss. That's what I'm talking about. But tomorrow you're going to leave these doors walking. And some of you men going to leave here and your wife's going to attack you when you hit the door. You better not like that kind of preacher. I hate him. I just tell him to get in line with the rest of the women. That's why he's walking. Through criticism, he's walking. Wonder how long you'll make it tomorrow. You did run well. Let's stand together. Who hindered you? You was running well. Who hindered you? Here's the message. Somebody's been hindering you. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Let's be honest. How many say, Brother Tony, the message was for me tonight. God spoke to my heart. Would you raise your hand? God spoke.